KJAN Sports.
It is time for that check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Before we check what's happened, let's check what's coming up. It's a busy day today in high school sports. The girls' state golf championships getting underway today. Their two-day run starting today at five different locations around the state. Let's take a look at some of those qualifiers of Class 1A today. The state meet will be held at the American Legion Golf Course in Marshalltown. Among the teams participating will be Boyer Valley. They qualified through the regional held at Anita last week. Also individually, Sammy Jotty of Cam qualified for the state meet, along with Matea Peters of Griswold. They'll both be competing for the state medalist crown in the next couple of days. Also, the 2A state meet held at Jester Park Golf Course at Granger will include Trainer, as they shot the low round of 359, easily the best round in that class, entering the state tournament. All five of their top golfers also were among the individual qualifiers for the state meet, including Allie Anderson, who was 15 strokes better than the nearest competitor, shooting a 78 in her qualifying round in the regional meet. Also in Class 3A, the meet will be held at Lake Panorama National up at Panora. Atlantic will be trying to defend their state championship there. Atlantic and Kemper Catholic both qualified out of the Menlo Regional last week. Also individually, Grace Davidson of Clarinda is one of the qualifiers, not affiliated with one of the teams at the state meet here in the next couple of days. Other qualifiers, Class 4A, the Elmwood Country Club in Marshalltown will host. Carroll and Creston among the teams who have qualified in Class 4A. And also in Class 5A, the state meet will be held in Ames at Coldwater Links. All those meets getting underway this morning with early tee times at 9 o'clock. And they will run through the day today to get through that first round. They'll play a second round of 18 holes tomorrow at those same locations. Also tonight, girls' regional soccer action continues. Class 1A matches set for tonight include Creston at AHSTW, Riverside playing at Trainer. Harlan will host Kemper Catholic, while Missouri Valley is home to Underwood tonight. Also Class 2A matchups this evening. Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln on the road at Bishop Heelan Catholic. Lewis Central will be at home. They'll host Sergeant Bluff Luton. Denison travels to ADM for a match tonight. And Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey Guthrie Center will be on the road at Thomas Jefferson over in Council Bluffs tonight. Those winners all advance in girls' regional soccer play. Let's check baseball from yesterday. Chase Utley, Cody Bellinger, and Logan Forsythe all hit solo home runs, leading Rich Hill and the Los Angeles Dodgers over the St. Louis Cardinals 5-1 for their fifth straight victory. Hill recovered from a bout of wildness in his last start to pitch five innings, giving up one run and two hits. In his previous outing, also against the Cardinals, he permitted five runs on four hits and seven walks over four innings. Mike Leake entered the game leading the majors with a 191 earned run average, but allowed a season-high four runs in six and two-thirds innings. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Pittsburgh beat Arizona 4-3, Washington over San Francisco 3-0, Mets beat Milwaukee 4-2, San Diego over Chicago 5-2, Miami beat Philadelphia 4-1. In interleague play, Seattle over Colorado 6-5, Toronto pounded Cincinnati 17-2, Atlanta over the LA Angels 6-3. In the American League, Miguel Cabrera and J.D. Martinez each drove in three runs as the Detroit Tigers came from behind to beat the Kansas City Royals 10-7 last night. The Tigers scored four runs in the eighth inning, highlighted by Cabrera's two-run single. Cabrera, who reached base four times, walked with the bases loaded in a six-run Detroit fifth inning. Joakim Soria, who is 0-for-3 in save situations, retired none of the five batters he faced in the eighth inning. Four of them scored. He allowed three singles, walked two, and allowed a run on a wild pitch. Martinez hit a three-run homer in the fifth off Mike Minor to give the Tigers a 6-3 lead. Whit Merrifield homered, tripled, and doubled in his first three at-bats, but flied out to end the seventh. No Royal has hit for the cycle since Hall of Famer George Brett did it in 1990. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, Baltimore beat the Yankees 3-2, Houston over Minnesota 16-8, White Sox beat Boston 5-4, Cleveland over Oakland 5-3, and Tampa Bay outscored Texas 10-8. In Pacific Coast League baseball Monday, Memphis beat the Iowa Cubs 6-5, Omaha 10-8 winners over Round Rock. The Kansas City Royals have placed Danny Duffy on the disabled list with an oblique strain, and they say the left-hander is expected to be out 6-8 weeks. Duffy was injured Sunday while covering first base at Cleveland. Royals manager Ned Yost said on Monday he's going to be out for a while. Duffy, who was the Royals' opening day starter, is 4-4 with a 3.54 ERA and 11 starts. He allowed 6 runs on 9 hits and 3 walks in 4-plus innings in a 10-1 loss Sunday to the Indians. The Royals purchased the contract of left-hander Eric Skoglund from AAA Omaha. He'll make his Major League debut today, starting against Detroit. He was 2-3 with a 4.53 earned run average in 8 Pacific Coast League starts. Pac-12 champion Oregon State has been chosen the number one overall seed for the NCAA Division I men's baseball tournament. The NCAA announced those national seeds and the 64-team tournament field on Monday. Oregon State set a conference record with 27 league wins. They were the nation's most dominant team all season. North Carolina, which missed the national tournament the last 2 years, is number two after winning 18 of their last 22 games. Florida, the top seed in 2016, is number three. They're followed by LSU. The rest of the national seeds in order: Texas Tech, TCU, Louisville, and Stanford. Big Ten champion Nebraska earned a number two seed in the Corvallis Regional, and they'll open Friday at 3 o'clock against number three seed and Ivy League champion Yale. Number one overall seed Oregon State and Holy Cross are the other two teams in that regional. Big Ten tournament champion Iowa picked up the number four seed in the Houston Regional, and they'll open up on Friday evening at 7 o'clock. That game will be broadcast on ESPNU television. Baylor and Texas A&M are the other two in that regional. Play begins Friday in all 16 regionals. Winners advance to 8 best of 3 super regionals, and those winners will then move on to the College World Series in Omaha. Well, Pittsburgh rookie Jay Guentzel beat Nashville's Pekka Rinne with 3:17 left in regulation to put the Penguins ahead to stay in a 5-3 victory in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Guentzel stopped an 8-game goalless drought to help the defending champions escape after blowing a 3-goal lead. Nick Bonino scored twice for the Penguins. Connor Sheary scored the first of the playoffs for him, while Evgeny Malkin scored his 8th. The Penguins won despite putting just 12 shots on goal. Murray finished with 23 saves for the Penguins, who used the first coach's challenge in finals history to wipe out an early Nashville goal and held on despite going an astonishing 37 minutes and 9 seconds at one point without a shot on the net. Game 2 is set for Wednesday night in Pittsburgh. Commissioner Gary Bettman said Tampa will host the 2018 All-Star Weekend, the surest sign yet that the NHL will actually bypass the Olympics. The Lightning had been rumored to host the event, which will take place January 27th and 28th at Amalie Arena. But the Olympics remain the elephant in the room. The league has said since early April that it won't be sending players to Pyongyang and would be making its 2017-18 schedule as normal, but some held out hope. The previous time the NHL held an All-Star Weekend and sent players to the Olympics was 1998, the first of 5 trips to the Games. And Tiger Woods says an unexpected reaction to prescription medicine is his excuse for his arrest on a DUI charge in Florida. Woods spent nearly 4 hours in the Palm Beach County Jail after being arrested early Monday on suspicion of DUI. The 14-time major champion says in a statement that alcohol wasn't involved. Woods says he didn't realize the mix of medications affected him that strongly. He also says he understands the severity of what he did and takes full responsibility. Woods had a 4th back surgery on April 20th. He wrote in an update on his website last Wednesday that the fusion surgery gave him instant relief from pain and that he hasn't felt this good in years. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.